If it seems like the only place you feel truly safe digging in is at home these days, you do have the opportunity to set the table for the upcoming Super Bowl feast, arguably the second biggest culinary event of the year after Thanksgiving, especially here in the Midwest. Bon Appetit's senior staff writer Alex Beggs has a monthly questionable etiquette column called Is It Ever Okay?, where she answers readers' burning questions about bad manners and more. It is one of the reads that's been getting us through this season. Alex Beggs, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me, April.
So what are your Super Bowl plans this year?
I will be watching the game, and by watching, I will be scrolling Facebook Marketplace on the couch while eating approximately 50 wings.
We have the screen, the second screen in the plate. I think that's the proper setting, the proper table setting for such a situation.
Table setting, yeah.
Right. Was the Super Bowl a thing when you were growing up? I mean, did you have sort of a food that like your family absolutely had on the table when the sport ball was on?
We gathered for any food opportunity, and the only thing that is most memorable to me is my Aunt Yolanda's 7-layer dip, which came up a lot in the questions for Super Bowl etiquette. People either love it or they hate it. 7-layer dip has beautiful parts to it, guacamole, refried beans, and then it will just kind of have wet, cold things like pico de gallo or iceberg lettuce. So you either love it or hate it, but I love my Aunt Yolanda's, so that's a fond memory. Thanks for asking.
Alex, who hates 7-layer dips? Seriously. I mean, are these...
Well, someone asked, could they eat just the guacamole layer? Which, valid question, but I think maybe rude in a social setting when someone's gone to the trouble of layering 7 whole layers.
That sounds like something my 10-year-old would do. No. Well, in your Super Bowl edition of Is It Ever Okay, people had lots of questions really about form too. I mean, what does the Super Bowl party look like this year? How do you envision a socially distant Super Bowl party?
Well, I wrote this months ago before the extra contagious variant of COVID was going around. So now I regret even suggesting a socially distant outdoor party, which doesn't sound very fun to me because it's so cold outside, but I'm not especially hardy in the cold Michigan weather. I do think I wouldn't even bother with making individual servings for everyone. Just have them bring their own food. Then you can bring whatever snack you want to eat, and you don't have to worry about creating these perfectly sanitary conditions in your kitchen before you serve people, possibly pandemic nachos.
I know that in some parts of the country there are different specialties. You've got your meatball on a popsicle stick. You've got your stroganoff over baked potato. But for me, it's really about the wings. I remember that last year you wrote an article for Basically, which is a blog that Bon Appetit runs for online recipes about all the ways to make chicken wings at home. What are some of your favorites?
I love wings. I really miss eating them at a bar, so it's hard to recreate that at home. But I love the Basically recipe for buffalo wings. It's kind of like your classic Frank's Red Hot and butter sauce. I skip the sugar. I think you can kind of go either way depending on what you like there. But in the oven, they get nice and crispy, and then you douse them in sauce. It's less of a mess than frying them. And that's my personal favorite of our recipes, but we have other great ones too that have like maybe more of a honey and soy sauce ginger flavor or spice rubs. So you can kind of follow your heart.
Do you think there's a special trick to getting them really crispy?
Couple techniques, and I also wrote an entire story last year about why we love crispy so much, so I do feel like an expert in this and not just because I really love junk food. But when it comes to wings, there's a couple things you could do. I mean, the first one is really patting down the wings with paper towel to get them as dry as possible. Dehydration is a huge part of creating crispiness. Then in our recipe, you line a baking sheet with 2 layers of foil because you're gonna have chicken fat dripping. It's a huge mess. And inside the baking sheet, you put a wire rack. And if you don't have one, I have used the wire rack from my toaster oven before. You got to adapt. Well, and the wire rack is great because it keeps that airflow underneath the wing, so it gets crispy all around. However, if you don't have one and you bake them on the foil, which you should maybe put a little oil down first so they don't stick, it'll still get really crispy because, you know, you have a really hot oven going on. Then you put the whatever rub you're going to do on the wings. The basically recipe uses a little bit of baking soda, which helps dehydrate the wings in the oven, and they cook slow at first so that they dehydrate. And then the second half of the bake is super high. And that's kind of the technique that I swear by. I've seen some online where people prefer baking powder. Obviously there's the air fryer. You have a lot of options. And I think, if you're making wings for the first time, I would go with the basically buffalo wing recipe because there's video to help you along each step.
I think that we can't really talk about crispy things, be they wings or chips, without talking about dips and sauces. I guess it kind of depends on what you're starting with, like a salty chip or a sweet and spicy wing. But do you have any favorite snacks or dips that might work in a game-watching setting?
I will absolutely be making queso for the Super Bowl, one of my favorite foods of all time. I grew up in Texas, so there's probably queso literally in my bloodstream, and I should talk to my doctor about it. But I love queso, and I will be eating an egregious amount of it on Super Bowl Sunday. And I have a pro tip for your readers about queso, which is that I have frozen it before. When I made a recipe that was for a crowd, but it was just me eating it, which is going to happen again, I froze a container of it, and you have maybe a month, maybe 2 months before it goes through the scientific process called getting weird. But let me tell you what joy it is to defrost a container of queso on a random Monday night in March. It is heaven. So
Alex,
I will be
wait
making
a second.
Queso.
That doesn't sound like, I didn't know that like cheese products could freeze at all. You're telling me that's a thing?
I don't think that's recommended in the mainstream media, let's say, but I've done it before and it worked. So that's my anecdotal evidence. You could take it or leave it.
You're blowing my mind. Do you have a policy on basic sour cream dip? I mean, you're in a part of the country where Hidden Valley Ranch is kind of the way. It is the way, but I don't know. I mean, I've had some homemade varietals that I liked a lot.
If you're feeling crafty and you want to make homemade ranch, go for it. I've written an entire article about how much I love Jet's Ranch dressing, which I have a squeeze bottle of in my fridge. So I'll be using that for my wings. But for sour cream based like dips, I love them all. We have a recipe where you just kind of cook some shallots and you have a sort of a shallot-y yogurt dip that feels healthier because you're not using sour cream. But I'll let you decide. Those are all good. I do like the grocery store Dean's French onion dip. It's so nostalgic with some ruffles. If you're feeling motivated to make your own dip, do it. But I think the Super Bowl is a time for you to indulge in all your favorite junk foods.
You and the crispy shallots, you really had my back on Thanksgiving with the green bean casserole. That really sang. So I'm going to trust you on this one, too. Thank you for all the wonderful advice.
Anytime. Thanks, April.
Alex Beggs is a senior staff writer at Bon Appetit. You can find her full column in Bon Appetit's February issue. It's on newsstands right now.